Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning from UC Davis is Dr. Katie Roger. She's a lecturer there and the Ricketts Scholar. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Lisa Bush is the Executive Director of the Sitka Sound Science Center. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. It's I think it's so cool that somebody actually studies Ed Ricketts, because I mean, Ed Ricketts and Jack Calvin are such eminent figures in Sitka's 20th century history. And Lisa, why don't you tell us what's going on, why you've brought Katie up, and what you have planned?
Well, the Sitka Sound Science Center, which is a nonprofit that our mission is to promote scientific research and science education, was funded by the North Pacific Research Board to do this great community engagement project. We call it the Ricketts-Calvin Resurvey project. And basically, Ed Ricketts and Jack Calvin were part of this important group of American thinkers in the 1920s and 30s in Monterey Bay, California. That they were part of a group that included John Steinbeck and Joseph Campbell. And Jack Calvin married a Sitka girl, basically, Sasha Kashaverov. And when that happened, Ed Ricketts and Jack Calvin did a survey of the intertidal with some very famous, a very famous survey. And they surveyed the intertidal basically from Sitka to California. And they created a seminal textbook from that experience called Between Pacific Tides. And that book was really important, not just because it cataloged everything in the intertidal, but because it grouped things in terms of communities. And that is now what we call ecology, marine ecology. And so they are really the grandpapas of marine ecology on this in this neck of the woods. And so what we're doing is we are resurveying those original intertidal spots in Sitka. And as part of that, we want to remind the community of this important part of our history. And as part of that, we brought up Katie to talk about Ed Ricketts and his important role in history.
And Katie's going to be given a lecture tonight.
Yes.
UAS 6:30 p.m. in room 106. And I guess we ought to mention Between Pacific Tides is not gathering dust on some, you know, old library stack somewhere. This thing is like in its sixth printing, and it is the best-selling book from the Stanford University Press.
Yep.
And and in the resurvey, Lisa, before we talk to Katie, in the resurvey, what are you hoping to learn in the resurvey to see if the ecological environment has changed at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. And also, we're asking the community to be part of this resurvey, I should mention, you know, volunteers and that sort of thing. But we're using a little different protocol in the, we're using a modern way of looking at the intertidal developed at the University of California, Santa Cruz. And we have these Santa Cruz researchers who are coming and teaching us the protocol. But we are... So yeah, we are hoping to look at, you know, the differences, what's happened in the last 60, 70 years, but also get a baseline on what's going on in the intertidal and around our area.
Okay, yes. So use that original survey as kind of a model for
jumping off
that work. So Katie Roger, how does a nice English professor get involved with a guy like Ed Ricketts? I mean, he is a compelling figure, for sure, both in literature but in real life.
Yeah. Well, the English major is sort of the connection. I was actually a master's student at San Jose State University and volunteering at the Steinbeck Center there, which is, of course, the English connection to all things Ed Ricketts. So I came across Ed Ricketts the way so many people do, and that was as Doc, the character in Cannery Row, Sweet Thursday, and even the short story The Snake. And frankly, I was sort of directed to his work as, you know, a real person, and the archive of his, much of his letters and notes and collecting records at Stanford University. And so it was through my interest in archival research, primarily, and just finding out more about this very, as you say, very cool and interesting guy, that I started to get into those materials at Stanford and realized and was encouraged, frankly, through the Steinbeck community of scholars to do some real research on Ricketts. He'd been, you know, in some ways neglected. There have been some books and writings about Ricketts, but they hadn't been updated really since the 1970s. So I came along as a graduate student in the 90s, the late 90s, and got together and had some wonderful support from Ed Ricketts Jr. and Nancy Ricketts here, and just wonderful people in the world of Ed Ricketts. You know, there are people who are around who knew him in Monterey and in my part of Northern California that were very, very generous in helping me kind of learn who he was and what he did. And as I mentioned to you before we went on air, I'm not a scientist. So my background coming into this was not sort of rich in understanding his significance as a scientist, but more about just who, finding out who he was in a broad sense. So what I've done and what I continue to do is really look at the man as a kind of total package. And I continue to learn a lot from the scientists who use his work, as those are doing here, revisiting his work. And this is very common. What he did in the 30s and 40s is still looked at by many as really seminal, important research.
Yeah, I have heard, I'm in no way qualified to speak authoritatively whether on the accuracy of this statement, but I have heard that for many years the ranges of many species were based on the work that Ricketts and Jack Calvin had done in Between Pacific Tides, because nobody had really done scientific surveys beyond where these guys went on the Pacific coast. So scientists have since sort of pushed the boundaries of many species, but for years it was where Ed Ricketts found it, that's where science sort of drew the boundary of a species. I wanted to ask you, Katie, about the Calvin and Ricketts connection, because both these families still live in Sitka. You mentioned Nancy Ricketts, who she was an archivist for many years at Sheldon Jackson College. You guys must have formed kind of a connection just based on your sort of professional interests. And Jack Calvin's family still lives here in Sitka. In your research, have you come across sort of that the moment when they, you know, when they got together?
Well, not the moment, no. And in fact, it was funny. I was revisiting notes that I've taken from conversations with both Nancy and Mary Purvis, Jack Calvin's granddaughter, who's here in Sitka, looking over old emails. And, you know, I don't think anybody knows the moment they met. But from what we do piece together, they ran across each other in Monterey. As Lisa mentioned, there was a very diverse and rich community of people down there at the time. And we think they probably met socially in the mid to late 1920s. Calvin and Sasha were living in the area. He was teaching English at Stanford. And Ricketts and he took an immediate liking to each other. But we do think, I mean, sort of the side note to their friendship in Monterey was that we think it's through Calvin that Steinbeck and Ricketts were introduced. In fact, it was, some people think it was at a Christmas party at the Calvins that Ed and John met, and it was through Jack in particular that introduction was made. So that's sort of a little sidebar. But Calvin and Ricketts definitely hit it off. And from what we can also tell, it was Calvin who was one of the most influential people that got Ricketts thinking about actually writing and putting all of his expertise and interest in the intertidal into a handbook. And of course, as a writer, Calvin was very instrumental in getting that book written. My work on Ricketts has shown me time and again that Ricketts on his own was a very clunky writer, to put it really generously.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I can barely make it.
Yeah, he would have given some of the modernists a run for their money as a stream of consciousness writer. Very interesting ideas, but very colloquial, you know, and it's interesting, the more people I meet that knew Ricketts say he wrote very much as he spoke, and that doesn't translate well onto the page, especially when you are trying to write about, you know, details of what you're looking at and ideas about ecology and putting things together.
Yeah, for many of us, our experience of Ed Ricketts is through the character of Doc, and I haven't read Cannery Row in a long time, but I have read it, and I cannot picture that character being you know, sitting at his desk, you know, and pondering a phrase. Mm-hmm. I just see him out on the beach collecting, bringing it back to the lab, preserving it, making notes, mm-hmm. and just, you know, getting it down on paper as if ever.
The other thing is, he was a very charismatic, charming man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've read a lot of the work that's been written about him in recent years, and I'm kind of in love with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just a really, he sounds like he was a really neat, magnetic personality.
Definitely. Yeah, extremely compelling guy. And like so many relationships or partnerships or marriages, I mean, the Calvin and Ricketts, the sum of their mm-hmm. partnership was greater, it seems like, than their individual roles. I mean, the two of them combined to create this incredible story. So tonight, mm-hmm. The gist of your lecture is going to be what? What can people expect?
Well, to tell you more about the man, I have lots of pictures. So we have images and his words, and I've tried to really incorporate as much as I can about his relationship with Calvin and the time they spent here. And I will just give a little soundbite that I've been in rereading his notes from collecting in this area, that he twice at least writes that Sitka was the best collecting in the world from his point of view. And so I'll talk more about why he loved it here and what he found.
All right. And Lisa, you'll have a chance tonight to talk about your the resurvey?
Yeah, a little bit. And I also just wanted to mention that the principal investigators on this project are Jan Straley, who kind of thought up the whole resurvey idea, and Tori O'Connell, and John Straley is helping, is doing a lot of the research, kind of looking back at the original surveys and seeing what other information we can get from history.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in this morning and talking about this with us. Lisa Bush is Executive Director of the Sitka Sound Science Center. Dr. Katie Roger, a lecturer at UC Davis. She's going to be presenting tonight on Ed Ricketts and Jack Calvin, their sort of unique story in developing the book Between Pacific Tides, this incredible partnership. You can attend 6:30 tonight at UAS, room 106. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.